The next meditation is a meditation of tshuva. Tshuva means to return. I call this meditation Return of the Soul. This is a meditation done for the purpose of making what is called a cheshbon hanefesh, a self-evaluation. In Judaism, this kind of self-evaluation is done at regular intervals, and it is especially important to do at the time of the year of the High Holy Days of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. The purpose of doing a cheshbon hanefesh is to gain insight into how we view ourselves and to give us new direction for raising ourselves to ever higher levels of awareness. So find a comfortable, quiet place to sit and allow your attention to come to the experience of the body, the rising and falling of the chest as you breathe in and breathe out. And let yourself imagine that you're standing in a field, and off to one side is a ladder that reaches into the heavens. Imagine it as a ladder that's safe for you to climb. And when you're ready, begin to ascend the ladder up to a place out of sight, climbing, climbing, until you arrive at a plateau. This plateau is a large amphitheater. It has two tables in the middle, and surrounding it are heavenly beings of all types, all forms. And you are standing near one of the tables in the center of the amphitheater. There are two other beings with you here. One is an accuser. It is like a prosecuting attorney. And one is a defender. And it is now that you discover that you are on a kind of a trial. It's not the final trial. It's a rehearsal. And you're going to have an opportunity here to see what the accuser has to say about you and what the defender has to say. Feel the experience of being here in this large amphitheater, knowing that the accuser and the defender know every single thing about you, everything you've ever done, every action, every word, every thought. And the accuser is going to make three accusations about you. Listen carefully to what the accuser says about the way you've lived your life up until now, limited to three accusations. Notice how it feels when you hear what's being said about you. And notice what the accuser looks like. And now it is time for your defense to stand forth and to speak to the three accusations, to respond, reaching back into your past for things you may have done. It springs to your defense. Notice what it looks like and listen to what it has to say. Notice how you're feeling as the defender speaks for you. And now it's time once again for the accuser to make one final statement about you, one strong statement. Listen to what it says. And let your defender once again make one final statement about you in your defense. Hear what it says. And now finally, you will have an opportunity to speak in your own defense, and you can make whatever promises seem important to you regarding the rest of your life. Listen to yourself. What are you willing to do to live a life of higher consciousness? Listen to what you say now in this amphitheater to all the heavenly beings that are surrounding you as you speak in your own defense. And now, remembering what you've said, turning back to the ladder that brought you here, allow yourself to descend back into the field. And when you have arrived, remember the experience of having been here before, looking around, when you are ready, take a deep breath or two and open your eyes. This is a very useful meditation for checking in, discovering where you're at, determining what you're willing to do to go to higher levels of awareness. It's very useful to keep a record of your experiences when you do this meditation. So you may want to take a few moments and write down what it was the accuser said, what it was the defender said, and what it was you said to the heavenly tribunal. This meditation is called Raising Holy Sparks. It comes from the teaching of the Baal Shem Tov that all things have within them holy sparks. We have to learn to see through the garments to discover the holy sparks so that we can raise them up to their origin. Sit quietly with your eyes closed, attending the breath, noticing the body. And allow yourself to think of someone that you know quite well. As you think of this person, imagine three of his or her personality traits that you really like, the three things most important about this person that you find favorable. Now allow yourself to think of one or more attributes or personality traits that you really find uncomfortable or unlikable in this person that you wish could be changed. Pick the one that you dislike the most, this one characteristic. Focus on it and see if you can think of any other people that you can remember who have this characteristic. And now you want to look deep within yourself to see if you can determine what it is about this trait or this characteristic that really bothers you. What do you identify with it? What kind of fear does it raise in you? And it might help to imagine what it would be like if you yourself had this trait. How would you relate to it, and how would others relate to you? Using your imagination, imagine yourself with this trait and see how it feels. Imagining yourself with this trait that you find unfavorable, see if you can discover within it something useful, something nourishing, something that it accomplishes. Imagine that it's a gift, this trait. It's a gift from the divine. And when you're able to open it and see deep within, you will discover a profound truth. So what is the truth hidden deep within this characteristic that you find so uncomfortable? Now that you have discovered that this characteristic, this attribute, contains a message of truth from the divine, once again, allow yourself to reflect upon that original person that you know well, and let yourself now experience this person with this characteristic or attribute, noticing how you now feel about him or her and this characteristic. you will probably notice that your feelings have changed somewhat. If so, this is called raising the sparks. Stay with these feelings for a little while and notice how those inner edges of criticism and judgment soften when your understanding deepens about the hidden sparks within everything. In the morning prayers, a sentence is offered that says, Elohai neshama shenatatabi tohorahi. This means, my God, the soul that you have given me, she is pure. Tohorahi, she is pure, the soul that you have given me. This is another teaching given by the Baal Shem Tov, that the soul within us can never be blemished or stained. Only the outer shell of the body can be corrupted in this world, but the inner force of the soul is eternal. Now, some may teach that the soul is in a state of exile or separation from its source. And we will see that our primary purpose in life is to raise fallen sparks. Nonetheless, even though it may be in exile, the soul force is pure. This meditation emphasizes the idea of the pure soul. And once we understand this through direct experience of our own soul and those around us, the understanding changes our perspective of ourselves and everyone we encounter. Sitting quietly, being aware of the movement of the chest around the breath, let yourself settle in and become balanced. Allow yourself to do a brief inventory of your strengths and weaknesses and of the personality traits that you have and that you might want to change. each time you touch upon a difficult experience about yourself, something that you may not like. Let yourself say, no matter what appears on the outside, my inner soul is pure. It is perfect. Allow yourself to be self-critical once again. And each time you find points of self-criticism, say to yourself, but no matter what appears on the outside, my inner soul is pure. It is perfect. The soul is pure. Now think of someone you love dearly. Imagine the things you love about this person and the things you don't like so well. And each time you come up with something that you don't like, say, but no matter what appears on the outside, their inner soul is pure. It is perfect. The soul is pure. Let yourself think of a close friend. Once again, imagine the things that you like about this person and the things you don't like so well. Hold their image in your mind, and each time you come up with a negative thought, say to yourself, the soul is pure. The soul is pure. Let yourself think of your close family, and especially your parents, no matter what they may have done, whatever regrets you may have. Let yourself think, the soul is pure. And now a more difficult image. Think of someone you really don't like, or someone who has harmed you in some way. For this meditation, don't pick somebody who did serious violence to you or abused you. We can deal with that person at some other time. For now, just pick somebody who you don't particularly like because of their personality or what they may have done. Bring their image to your mind and then say, but no matter what appears on the outside, their inner soul is pure. The soul is pure. And allow any images that arise to come through your imagination. saying about each one of them, the soul is pure. Notice how it feels to let go of the edges of criticism and judgment, looking at the inner part, letting go of the outer, connecting with the pureness of the soul, your own and all of those around you. Allow yourself to take one or two deep breaths. When you're ready, open your eyes. This is one of the best practices I know for opening the heart. You can do it with total strangers as you walk down the street. You will notice a distinct difference between the normal sense of isolation that we have when we're in a crowded room or on a crowded street, and you will discover a gentleness that arises whenever we acknowledge that each person has a pure soul deep within, despite the outer trappings. The soul is pure. I've often used this as an ongoing practice, a kind of a mantra, and it has profound effects for softening and for opening the heart.
Yai dai 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 d